Chapter 3. The Hall of Magic and Performance was very grand. The ceilings were painted with dragons and unicorns. The seats were covered in dark purple velvet. The curtains on the side of the stage were gold. A large chandelier hung from the ceiling, lit by candles. On stage was a wooden table that looked to be as old as the school itself. Nori walked onto the stage and faced the audience. Seated in the front row were four teachers and her father, the headmaster. He wore his second-best suit. He didn't smile. He sat rigid. He didn't have to tell anyone that Nori was his daughter. Everybody knew. Nori's legs wobbled.
"State your name," commanded Mr. Puthur.
Nori had met him before, when she'd attended school events with her siblings. In all those times, she'd never seen him smile. Not once.
"Eleanor Boxwood Horace," she answered. "But everybody calls me Nori."
Mr. Puthur drew his eyebrows together.
"We will begin with basic tests, Ms. Horace. If you show talent in one area of magic, we will ask to see more of what you can do in that category."
Nori nodded.
"For example," continued Mr. Puthur, "the flare test begins with lighting a match. If you can do that, we will ask you to roast a marshmallow, then cook an egg, and so forth."
Nori nodded again.
"However, if you cannot light the match, you are not a flare, in which case we will move on to the next category. Do you understand?"
"Yes."
"Please approach the table, Ms. Horace."
Nori stepped forward. On the table was a box.
"You may open it," said Mr. Puthur.
Nori opened it and pulled out a large, warty toad. It croaked and blinked its bulging eyes.
"Make the toad disappear," Mr. Puthur instructed.
"This is the flicker test, then," thought Nori.
"Making things turn invisible like her father could." Nori figured she might as well give it a shot. It would be so great to be a flicker like her father and not a messed-up fluxer. She closed her eyes. She tried to erase that toad with her mind. She really, really tried.
"No toad, no toad, no toad!"
She opened her eyes.
The toad was still there. Its eyes were still bulging.
The teachers made marks in their notebooks. Nori's father pursed his lips and made the toad disappear himself. Next, Mr. Puthur stepped onto the stage and produced a box of matches. He set the box on the table, took out a single match, and held it out to Nori.
"Light this for us without striking it."
The flare test.
Flares could manipulate fire and heat, like Hawthorne did.
"Maybe I can do this one," Nori thought.
She had lit the sofa on fire, after all. That time she came down with a small case of dragon.
"Don't even think about it, or it might happen."
Nori shook her head.
"I can't," she told Mr. Puthur.
The teachers made marks in their notebooks.
"All right, then," said Mr. Puthur. "Lift yourself into the air, 2 feet from the floor, precisely."
"Oh," Nori thought, "the flyer test."
Nori wasn't a flyer, but she had indeed flown. More than once. For example, in January, she had turned into a mouse with bluebird wings and...
"Nope, nope, nope. They do not want to see that."
These professors wanted normal flyer flying. Nori contracted her muscles. She sensed her face turning red.
"Up, up, 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 up!"
She remained firmly on the floor.
"Silly faces won't make you fly, Ms. Horace," Mr. Puthur scolded. "Let's move on. I will summon Pokey."
He whistled a short melody. A silver unicorn peeked out from backstage. Shyly, it trotted out.
"As you know, unicorns do not like mushrooms," Mr. Puthur said. "And they're quite skittish around most humans."
A small pile of mushrooms appeared on the table in front of Nori.
"Convince Pokey to nibble them from your hand."
The fuzzy test, then. Animal magic. Dahlia could do this in a heartbeat. Nori scooped up the mushrooms.
Here, girl, she said. Here, Pokey.
She took a step toward the unicorn. Pokey whinnied and stepped away.
No, Pokey, you like mushrooms. Yummy, yummy mushrooms.
Pokey stepped back again. Enough, Mr. Puthur said wearily, but Nori kept trying.
Come on, Pokey. Be a big, brave unicorn. I won't hurt you.
She took a deep breath.
Eat the mushrooms. Pretty please.
Nori moved a step forward. Pokey reared onto her hind legs and bolted. She galloped 3 times around the stage before leaping off and thundering down the aisle. She made a sharp right in the lobby and disappeared up the stairs. Nori wanted to hide. 4 tests failed. Pokey afraid. Mr. Puthur exasperated. Her father frozen in his seat. Still, the Fluxer test would be next. She could do it. She knew she could.